Good morning, the Exotics Vet. This is Kiri speaking. The one from Albany Creek with the possible bladder stone? Yes, yep. It just depends. Like it sounds like if we need to admit and everything, to do X-rays and everything like that, like would have to leave the guinea pig here for us to do a workup. But that's obviously something discussed with the doctor. If he needs to stay in overnight and everything, there's definitely a hospitalization and everything to do that. But it just depends. The doctor will go through all that with you. So the like we yeah what we generally do, because we generally do our surgery and like X-rays and things like that between 12 and 2. That's when we generally do it. So we do last morning appointment would be at 11:20. And then if they need to stay or anything, we do that then. What time can you get to us? Yeah, we're doing a procedure at that time. I can get you in. Do you need to get back to get any children or anything? Is that the issue or? Like latest. Yeah, we're doing a procedure then and you couldn't get to us till then. 1:40 would be the next appointment I can get you in. I can't guarantee like it'll all get done within a consult or anything like that, or whether or not we'll need to stay. That's obviously up to the discretion of the doctor. Otherwise, I can make an earlier appointment tomorrow. The first available appointment would be at 10:20. No, we'd get you in before then. Yeah, Saturdays we're only open a short period of time. It's already fully booked up. Pending emergency. Obviously, we go by appointments, but obviously emergencies can come through. At that point of time, we are generally doing procedures and things like that. Our afternoon generally starts at 2:00. We would hope that would be on time. Well, if it's a conscious X-ray within a consult, just to see if we can see any form of bladder stone or anything like that, potentially that could be done within a consult time. But whether or not the outcome of that is whether the pig would require to stay in hospital or whether or not there's further investigations that is required, I can't answer that one until we see the results. So what time do you need to be? Do you need to be back in Sanford at 3, did you say, or? Yeah. Around 40 minutes generally. Yeah, okay, certainly. So you haven't been to us here before. Let me just grab all your details. Sorry, I didn't catch your first name. And an email address. Excellent. And the mobile number that you're calling on, is that the best one? Best number? And your address. Yeah, no, that's so good. Yes, definitely. Okay, and the name of this little pig? How cute. And he's a male? Yeah. And how old is he approximately? 3 years? Okay. Yeah, what we'll get you to do is give them a call and get the history transferred over here just so we know exactly what's been done medication-wise and everything. Bring along what medication you do have just in case we need to continue that. We can see how much you've got left to make sure you've got enough if that's the medication the doctor wants to put little Wombi on. And I'll also send you a questionnaire to the email you've just provided me just with a little bit of history. If you can fill that out prior to coming in, that would be much appreciated also. They should. We have got history from them before, but I can give it to you now if need be. Yeah, so it's just our name, Exotics with an S, Vet, V-E-T, at mail.com, M-A-I-L. That's correct. Excellent. $140, yeah. Not a problem at all. That's all good. Okay. We'll see you then. Thank you. Bye.